This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Friday. And now, because it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, we are going to get right back into the questions. But before we do that, let's remember this.
So my Ojibwe name is Gijiwewedemokwe, which means speaks in a loud and clear voice, woman.
Hey, Jesse. I'm sorry, I'm focused. Hey, Jesse, Republicans aren't cutting any costs exposed through DOGE or anywhere else. They aren't putting people on trial. The only thing that's happening is Trump is cutting regulations and a few deportations. Zero lasting change is being done. You say that Trump is the first and he's buying us time. But if every single election is an election Republicans need to win so the communists don't burn down the country, that's not a recipe for success. Give me the positive spin. All right. I don't need to spin anything. I'll put it to you this way. If you want me to tell you that we are absolutely going to defeat the communists and save the United States of America from destruction, I'm not going to do that because I cannot predict the future. That whole thing about me being an oracle is a total joke. I cannot predict the future. All right, so let's get that out of the way. But think about it like this. I have said multiple times before, and I'll reinforce this point, that we, in order to save the country long-term, not next year, not the midterms, not 2028, but think in terms of 100-year increments, right? In order to save the country long term, what we absolutely have is something you personally don't really have any control over, and neither do I. What we have is a Democrat Party that is not anti-America. Because the analogy I've used is the best one I've ever come up with, in my mind anyway, of a married couple where if I love my home and I want it to stay upright and I want to improve it, but my wife wants to burn it down, she hates it and wants to burn it down, I can probably preserve my home for a while, but eventually she lives there too. I mean, eventually she's going to get a hold of the matches and I'm going to be at work and the home's going to go up in flames. There is no, how about this for ugly? There is no long-term future for the United States of America if one of the two major political parties wants to burn it down. Does not exist. It's not possible. You can't live like that. However, as of right now, we are holding the wife back. Yes, she has damaged the home multiple times. I am aware. We already have to redo the drywall in the living room because she lit it on fire. We already need to get new drapes in one of the kids' rooms because she lit it on fire. And it's exhausting. And we're tired of having to hold her back and then put the drapes back. And I understand that. But if you think of the country, as I've explained before, as a skyscraper where every floor is power and every office, these are all seats of power. We're talking judges and politicians and things like that. The communists do not have every floor and every office. Yes, they are in multiple floors. They have tons of offices. They have way more power than we want, but they don't have everything. And I'll push back on a couple things. You said a few deportations. We just had the first year of negative net migration in half a century. That is not a few deportations. That's over 2 million. Now, the majority of those, I think it's 1.5 million, are self-deportations. but I don't care why you leave. Just leave. And they're leaving. And we're stopping them at the border. It's not all lost. And I'll tell you this as well. I actually had a conversation earlier today with my buddy Michael Malice, so I want to make sure I give him credit because he brought up this point, although it's a point I've made to you before. Liz Cheney. You know who Liz Cheney is. That Trump-hating former congresswoman from Wyoming. Liz Cheney's a punchline now. When you hear about Liz Cheney, you laugh. She's not even in Congress anymore. That wonderful, wonderful, I love Congresswoman Harriet, but we replaced her with an America First person. Liz Cheney is gone, out of power. 10 years ago, Liz Cheney was one of the most powerful Republicans in Washington, D.C. Now, she's a joke. Tom Tillis is retiring. Mitch McConnell is retiring. Loser after loser after loser after loser. They're losing in primaries. They're retiring. We are changing the GOP slowly. Donald Trump is just the beginning. Donald Trump, you are to the right of Donald Trump on almost every single issue. He is not the one, the end-all be-all, who's going to save everything, and he doesn't have to be. He's doing what we need right now, getting it moving in the right direction. Don't black pill. We can be disheartened about this or that. Do not black pill. There are great things happening and terrible things happening. And what did I tell you before November? And I've told you this a million times. Saving a country or losing a country is not an event. It is a process. A process. It is 1,000 battles. 1,000 battles. And every time we come up to a battle, it feels like it's everything, doesn't it? This is the final one. We win this one. We win forever. We lose this one. All is lost. Neither of those things are true. And I'll go ahead and give this one to you. It's not true about the midterms either. And it's how it will be sold. Now, the midterms are very, very important. It's a very important battle. The battles matter. You have to win enough battles in order to win the war. The battles do matter. And the midterms are going to matter. But it will be sold as our last chance. If we lose this one, if Democrats take back the House, it's all over. It's all over. That's not true. It's not true at all. We are not going to arrive at our destination. I am sorry. Meaning, no matter how old you are, maybe you're on your final years. Maybe you're young. Listening to me right now while you're doing your math homework. Focus and do your math. Anyway, no matter how old you are, you will die before the country is finally saved from the communist menace because they're always there infiltrating something, infecting something, destroying something. They're always there. They're always there speaking with a loud voice.
My Ojibwe name is Gijiwewedomokwe, which means speaks in a loud and clear voice woman. I am so grateful for my community. And, you know, I am.
Oh, gosh. They're always there. They're always going to be there. And you know how you make peace with that? You understand that we're never going to arrive at our destination. And after you accept that, you fall in love with the struggle. That's our best path to success. Not banking on this election or else, or that election or else, or this Supreme Court case or else. We fall in love with the grind. I got an email. I don't have it in front of me. It's in this massive stack of emails I have. It's somewhere in here. But I got an email about somebody, credit to you, by the way, whoever this was. You know what they're doing? They just organized a big precinct. They had just got done organizing a big meeting, Republican meeting in their precinct. What are they doing? Well, they're handing out rolls for the upcoming election. You're going to vote here, and you're going to walk these, and you're going to knock on doors, and you're going to make phone calls. Have you learned to fall in love with the grind? You know, when you start getting involved in local politics, when you start doing the grind, you might even have fun. You might just be around people who relate to you. Good exercise, camaraderie, might find someone to go shooting, golfing, knitting with. You might just have fun. Learn to love the grind. Let's talk about slavery. Next.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, churning through all the questions. Chris, it is a weird show, isn't it? Why is it such a weird show? Well, look, the questions are what they are, Chris. We're going all kinds of different places. We've been to ancient Egypt. We've talked about professional baseball teams. It's been, look, it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You get what you get. Don't throw a fit. Hey, Jesse, all I ever heard in school was that colonist white Europeans were slave traders and the country was built on slavery. I'm curious about the history of this. What were the feelings on slavery at the time of our country's founding? How did it take hold in the South like it did? So on and so forth. Did the Civil War, did the Civil War change the attitudes of most of the world? All right, so we've had this conversation about a different thing, but the same thing applies. History gets way too condensed for us, for me, and for you. Meaning, there are these huge things that happen historically. And because it's a five-minute scene in a movie, or a two-hour movie, or it's a chapter in a book, in our minds, we fast-forward our way through something that took a very, 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 very long time. So slavery itself, let's go all the way back to the beginning. Why don't you own a slave? Why? You could say, well, it's illegal. Okay, right. Boom, I just made it legal. You want a slave? We'll go get you a slave. They're slaves. Do you think the slavery market's gone? Joe Biden and Democrats imported 20 million of them. We'll probably go down and find one at Home Depot for you. You want a slave? Whatever you're looking for. Look, you can beat him. Whatever you want. You want a slave? Oh, you don't? Why? Why not? Oh, because owning another human being is sick and wrong? But why do you think that? Let's pause. People who are raised in whatever culture you're raised in, always have blinders. You have blinders, and so do I. In the history of mankind, for almost all of it, human beings have wanted to own other human beings and have owned other human beings, and they didn't see anything morally wrong with it. That's just what you did. You went and bought them. When you fought a war, that was the most lucrative part of a war. The Romans, they wanted slaves, more than they wanted gold. Slaves brought huge money. You brought them back to Rome, wherever you got them from. When you conquer Gaul, you take 1 million people and you throw them in chains and you bring them back to Rome. And depending on what the purchasers are looking for, it's really gross, but it's just history. It's the way it worked. Buy this, buy that. Looking for someone to work your fields? Congratulations, we got you. Looking for a lady to do the cooking? We got you covered. You're looking for that? Whatever you want, step right up. Got a great selection, fresh from Gaul. Horrible. But there weren't riots in the streets of Rome over it, because everyone just did it. Everyone wanted one. If you didn't have a slave in Rome, it's because you couldn't afford one. And that's everywhere. Africa, Asia, everywhere there have been human beings, there has been slavery. Always, for all of mankind. So what changed? And I understand there's slavery today. I do. And of course, Africa, surprise, surprise, there's slavery. And America, I brought up Joe Biden. Why do you think there's a market for 20 million illegals? Lots of those people are working as slaves in the United States of America. I realize there's an underground slave market everywhere, but why is it underground? Why can you not find a single person, established person, who brags about how many slaves he has and how great his slaves are? Why is this all underground now? What changed? Well, it wasn't America. It wasn't the Civil War. It was more than that. What happened was Christianity began to spread across the globe. You obviously know where all that began. This goes all the way back to the beginning, but we can focus purely on the life and death of Jesus. After that, doesn't matter what you believe, it exploded into the globe. Just spread like wildfire and still spreads today. Why were the Romans, why were they worried about all this? Why were they concerned about it at all? Because it represented an entirely different way to look at your fellow man. In fact, it went well beyond the Romans. Any royalty, any kings and queens anywhere, lots of them really were taken aback by this, because if human beings, if you, instead of being a slave fresh from Gaul who's going to go split firewood for me because I don't want to get my hands dirty, if you are instead, if you're God's son, I mean, how am I supposed to whip God's son? That gets a little more uncomfortable, doesn't it? That way of thinking began to spread across the globe. By the time of America's founding, we think about it like slavery went on for a long time after that. Slavery went on for like 60 or 70 years after that. Historically, that's nothing. And the North, they were done with it almost immediately. It was very close after. Because not in America, globally, there was just a totally different way to think about it. Now, we'll deal with America in a moment. I'm not going to avoid that part of the question. Before I do that, let's deal with this. Your self-defense. You have to take ownership of your own self-defense. You can't outsource that. And you can't use as an excuse your age. Oh, I'm too old for that. Your gender. Well, I'm just a woman. It doesn't work. Because by the time you run into a violent man in the parking lot tonight, well, those excuses are not going to move him. He's going to hurt you. Can you stop somebody from hurting you tonight in the parking lot? If you cannot, please get a Byrna, a compact launcher. We're talking about something the size of a smartphone. You carry it on your body. You can have a holster. They got it. Put it in your little purse. They got it. Ah, but it's not legal. No, this is non-lethal. Pepper balls, tear gas balls, kinetic rounds, legal everywhere, all 50 states. BYRNA. Byrna.com/Jesse. Byrna.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, wonderful Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And I almost forgot, you can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We are live here, of course. Now, to finish up the story, as the question was about slavery, I kind of gave the 30,000 foot view and how the world started to move away from it, praise God. People are taught in school that America is all slavery and was founded on slavery and all the founders were slaves. And it's not because it has a real solid basis in reality. They were taught that because your teachers are communists and they believe their job is to train people to hate America. Because they understand when you grow up, if you grow up hating America, you will vote Democrat and you will move the communist revolution forward. If you grow up loving America, you will not vote Democrat and the communist revolution will falter. It's no different than getting a football player in the weight room, training young people to hate America guarantees they'll turn out to be Democrats. That's why your children are taught in school that America is nothing but Native American genocide and slavery and civil rights. And they lie about 90% of those things, too, and then breeze right on. It's all in an effort to teach people to hate America. My kids are in an excellent school, and even I'll make sure I have to check in with them. Oh, history. What are you learning about? Oh, Andrew Jackson, huh? Tell me what you learned about Andrew Jackson. Oh, the Trail of Tears. Next time your child learns about Andrew Jackson in school, ask them what they learn about Andrew Jackson. Bet you money they're going to mention the Trail of Tears, because that's all your dirtball teacher knows is Trail of Tears. Which wasn't even necessarily Andrew Jackson's freaking fault, and it's definitely not the only thing on that lion's resume. You probably don't have America without Andrew Jackson and guys like Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson was a beast, but we're going to kick him off the dollar and put Harriet Tubman on there. Get out of here. Jesse, I'm turning 50 this year, and my husband and I want to take a trip to celebrate. We love history and cities. If you could go anywhere, I'm not rich, so I need to stay within four figures, where would you recommend? Thanks for all you do. Now, her name is Debbie, and she's from Alabama. So that makes me more hesitant to answer the way I'm about to answer. Remember that America is older the further east and northeast you go. Because that's where the founders, that's where the colonies were. It was northeast and down for the most part. If I was going to go to a historical city in the United States of America, and that's really what you need to do if you want to stay, you know, in the four figures, I would go to Charleston, or I would keep working my way north. I would probably go to Boston or New York City, to be honest with you. Now, New York City, I hate to be that guy, but did you see Ma'am Donnie came out today and said, you know, well, you know what? I'm not even going to bother with what Ma'am, I'm not going to get sidetracked with Ma'am Donnie right now. I don't know that now is the time to go to New York City. It's one of the things I adore the most about New York City. I don't care about the bright lights and fancy parties. It's so old. It's so historical. But you don't have to go there. Boston. I know Boston's left wing too. Boston's much cleaner than New York City is right now. I'm sure the dirtball mayor, commie mayor they have is going to ruin that too. But Boston, is it Chris, Corey, the history? It's phenomenal. It feels phenomenal. It's cool to be there. This happened there. I'll give you another one. Philadelphia. When I did Philadelphia, I only had, I think, a night there. I haven't done Philadelphia. I don't want to act like I'm some Philadelphia expert. New York City, I know my way around. Philly, not as much. Philadelphia has so much sweet history stuff to it. If I was doing a four-figure anniversary trip with history in the United States of America, I'd be in Boston, Philly, or Charleston, South Carolina. Charleston, probably my favorite city. Probably my favorite city. If I thought I could afford a nice place there, who am I kidding? I wouldn't move. The kids are still in school. If the kids were gone, when we're empty nesters, if I feel like I can afford a nice place, I mean a place with some space. I don't want to live where someone's touching me. If I can afford something, I don't need a lot. Give me an acre or two with a house on it. I would probably consider moving to Charleston, South Carolina. South Carolina, I just love South Carolina. Jesse, the subject of this one is gym locker room nudity. What is your take on nudity in the gym locker room? I am a woman, started going to the gym around the age of 40. Soon after I joined, I saw a young woman walk naked from the locker room to the showers. I was shocked that she would do that, but I have to admit she was a total dime. Now I'm 55 and I belong to a different gym that has a lot of senior citizens. These ladies all get naked in the locker room and all of them are as far from dimes as can be. I admire the confidence these women have, but What exactly is the unwritten rule on locker room nudity? I don't know what the unwritten rule is. And women are a funny beast, right? Because people like to think that women are more polite than men, and in a lot of ways they certainly are. My wife, you would definitely peg as being the more polite one in our couple group, I'll tell you that. But sometimes women can be total savages. Like, I'll complain about the cleanliness of a male restroom if Ab and I are out maybe in a restaurant or something like that. And she tells me all the time, oh, I'd love for you to see the women's restroom, which is so weird for me. I've never been inside of a women's restroom, but I imagine it smells like perfume and everything's clean, right? And she just laughs when I say that. Apparently, it's just disgusting. Now, what, Chris? What? See, that's a very good point, Chris. Jewish producer Chris made a good point. Disgusting for a woman or disgusting for a man? Very good point. Anyway, all I can tell you is my personal preference. Now, I work out at home. I don't work out in a public gym, but I've worked out in a public gym many times before. I cover myself. It's not really out of embarrassment, more of just, I feel like that's more acceptable. Even if I have to go to the showers, I wrap myself in a towel and I walk to the showers. I cover myself. You mentioned they're senior citizens. I think it's kind of cool when people get to the age where they don't care what other people think about them anymore. I love it when I see an older person and he's just wearing sweats. You know why? Because he wants to wear freaking sweats, and he's 70 years old and he ain't dating anymore, and sweats are what he felt like putting on that day. So if the little old lady's in the gym, just want to let it fly, let him let it fly. I can see, look, I'll tell you, if I was in a public gym and all the dudes were just strolling around naked, I would probably find it at least funny. I walked in the bathroom. We were eating at a Mexican restaurant last weekend. I came back to the table snickering like a teenage boy because I walk in the bathroom and I turn to my left. There's only one urinal in this place. I turn to the left and there's some dude's bare backside. He walks right up to the urinal, drops his pants down to the ground. Drops the pants all the way down to the ground. I know, Chris. I know. And then just starts peeing. Gosh. All right. Someone wants to talk about losing somebody in combat. Someone's concerned about my menu whispering ability if it's in a foreign language. Somebody knows about how Democrats operate in red states. We have an infiltrator. All that and so much more is still to come on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, Here's what's coming for you this year. It's only February. This year, you're going to find that employee you've been looking for. This is the year. In fact, this is the month. By the time February is done, you'll have already talked to them. Maybe they'll already be starting because you're going to try ZipRecruiter. You're going to stop beating your head against the wall and asking friends and taking out ads in the paper, and you're going to go to the hiring site that employers prefer the most. The most, for a reason. They make it easy. That's why everyone loves it, because they put the best ones in front of you immediately, and 4 out of 5 find somebody great on the first day. 1 month. You're a month away from that new employee. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at JesseKellyShow.com.
My Ojibwe name is Gijiwewedemokwe, which means speaks in a loud and clear voice, woman.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. I love making fun of these people. Hey, Oracle, you've talked about this for years. Now we have proof. Kate Barr is running as a GOP representative for the North Carolina House of Representatives. She just admitted publicly that she is a card-carrying communist and that she lied about being a Republican to increase her chances of winning. This happens all over the country. I applaud Kate Barr because she just said what so many do in Wyoming. in Texas, in South Carolina, in Alabama, in Louisiana, in Mississippi, in Arkansas, in Missouri. Do you have that Republican? Maybe he's a congressman. Maybe he's part of your state legislature. Do you have that Republican who he seems to vote on the right side a lot, but man, whenever there is a critical issue that really matters, he votes the wrong way? You have one of those? Oh, I know you do. Remember when Indiana's state senate denied their redistricting? So now you have all these blue states that are redistricting, adding more congressional seats for Democrats. We had a red state, blood red, that could have done it. And this little cabal of state senators stepped in and said, no, we don't feel like it. Now let's talk about something else. Because the question was, why don't we do this? Why don't we infiltrate the way they do? Well, I don't want you to be a liar. Don't ever try to be a liar. Try to tell the truth. It's much better for your life, right? It's about protecting you more than anything else. Try to tell the truth. But the people who are willing to lie, they are, on this earth, given a measure of freedom that will be denied to you. Communists have always been, did you know this goes way before we've struggled with it here? Communists have always been the best spies. Do you know that? Soviet Union, they couldn't, I mean, they were nothing compared to us militarily during the Cold War. Their spies were far superior to ours. East German spies were spectacular. Chinese spies to this day. It's weird how many of these super nerd tech guys in Silicon Valley working on critical technology are married to beautiful Chinese women. Odd how often. Communists are wonderful spies because lying is like breathing for them. They don't have anything moral against it. You could never. It's fun to talk about with friends. I'm going to run as a Democrat and then I'll govern like a Republican. You could never, ever be that subversive for that long. It would eat at you. You would feel, and I'm glad, by the way, that's a compliment to you. It would eat at you. You would feel yucky. You could never go deep cover and pretend to be a Democrat and vote for higher taxes and vote for open borders. And then, of course, occasionally you'll screw over Democrats to protect Republicans. But you have to spend all your time campaigning around Democrats, pretending to be a Democrat, voting for Democrat legislation, lying, essentially. But you're doing it to help Republicans in the end. That higher cause in the end would never be enough for you. It would grind you down to the nubs because it would be against so much of your moral code, you couldn't do it. The communist is totally unencumbered by that. They lie like they breathe. They don't feel any. They'll tell you.
But, you know, when I see the moment on the House where you seem to accuse Republican Lee Zeldin of taking money from Jeffrey Epstein, but it seemed like if it was not the same person, I wonder, like, is there times in which the rhetoric goes too far? Are there times in which you should say, you know, maybe I messed that one up?
No, not in this environment. I don't. I think that, you know, we are really in uncharted territory.
Jasmine Crockett stood on the floor of the House of Representatives and said Lee Zeldin was supported by Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile billionaire. Not at all the same guy. Totally different Jeffrey Epstein. She got up and told an outright lie and asked point blank, is that okay? No, I don't have any regrets. We're facing something too important. They lie like they breathe. It makes being infiltrators, being spies, being subversives, it makes them naturals at it. They're natural at it. When you're used to lying, when you are commanded to lie about everything, it's easy to be a spy. It was so much easier for the Soviets to infiltrate us than it was for us to infiltrate them. We were always better than them at things like technological spying, spy planes and things like that, because we had more money and better technology and things like that. We were always better. But when it comes to actual human intelligence, putting somebody deep undercover inside somewhere, it just doesn't jive with the free man's psyche the way it does with a communist. Think about this. Let's focus on the individual part of it. I mentioned the tech guys, because this is a story that's out there now, where these Chi-Coms, they're seducing them and marrying them. Marrying them. Having babies with them. I don't mean doing a six-month stint in America and getting a general to whisper some classified information in your ear. How much commitment to the communist cause do you have to get him to put a ring on it and spend the rest of your life raising his children while working for the Chinese government? Could you do that? Could you live the rest of your life like that for the cause? Lying? Staying up at night? Sending encrypted emails to the Chinese Communist Party? I don't think I could do that. Most normal people couldn't. Oh, the communists could. Like I said, it's just like breathing for them.
But, you know, when I see the moment on the House where you seem to accuse Republican Lee Zeldin of taking money from Jeffrey Epstein, but it seemed like if it was not the same person, I wonder, like, is there times in which the rhetoric goes too far? Are there times in which you should say, you know, maybe I messed that one up?
No, not in this environment. I don't.
I want you to find out about Relief Factor, by the way. I want you to get pain relief that lasts. I know there's a pill bottle always. Maybe it's just a bottle of ibuprofen. And that'll cover it up for a couple hours. I just got to get through the day. Stop doing that to your body. You know that's terrible for you. Relief Factor is a supplement. A supplement you take every single day. It builds up in your system over time. And you eventually, pain-free. Don't you want to be pain-free? Relief Factor can deliver that to you. It gets a little better and a little better and a little better every single day. Take it for 3 weeks and tell me how you feel. $19.95 for 3 weeks of it. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. Just try it. We still have an hour.